we are, we have two of them already locked in.
Always very deep when we're young, church.
I have the opportunity to visit with each other, particularly during a time like this.
I want to say to you first that, on the meets the eye there. Now, people will say, well, Tidewater's worried about this. And they are. They don't need to worry about our treating our supervisors. Tidewater's worried about this. But you think about what the Russians are. Because you see, they see that we could move in another direction. See, if the Russians don't want to play, if they don't play on arms control, if they don't play on a European settlement, Berlin and other things, then they now know that we have another direction in which we can turn not only on arms control, but to the Chinese. Now, that's the way the game plays, and the same goes to China. Now, overlaying it all, there's another point you have in mind with regard to Southeast Asia. And this is a longer shot, but the Chinese and the Soviet, of course, hold enormous power over the North Vietnamese. Because without Soviet and Communist Chinese assistance, they can't do a damn thing. They, therefore, any desire that they have to negotiate using substantially increased as they see us moving toward the Soviet, possibly, and toward the Chinese, possibly. So it's related to that. And that brings me to the key point. On Vietnam, let me say that there will come a time, and it will come in a matter of months, in a very few months, when there's nothing to talk about in negotiation. When there'd be no reason when negotiating track is closed. Right now, we are at a critical period when there is not a 50-50 chance, but a reasonable chance that we could have a negotiating breakthrough for all these exterior reasons, and also because we're coming down to the wire. The North Vietnamese, badly hurt by Cambodia last year, by Laos this year, and so forth, have enormous problems. And what we need is we must not have the possibility of negotiation. A negotiation that will go far beyond simply getting out for exchange of prisoners. We can't do that, for Christ's sake. I mean, you can't have 45,000 guys die and then because of 400 prisoners give the time to South Vietnam. That's ridiculous. But let me say, if you see, this is why I just told John Cooper this, that's why he kept with it. I said, John, if the Senate does something on this deal, you will have to take the responsibility for destroying a reasonable chance to negotiate. This is the last one. This is the moment that chance is gone. You know darn well I'm going to announce when we're getting out. And you know, here's the thing, Sam, and some of your guys are worried about it. I wish you'd get some Republicans on it. The Democrats are worried as hell about it. Teddy Kennedy left the cat out of the back of the day. Now, first of all, what does that make me? I'm a goddamn murderer. You know, what the hell? To think that I wouldn't want to end it yesterday. It is either there were only 19 casualties last week, I hope you noticed. That's the lowest of 6 years. That's because we did Laos. They got the punch. But nevertheless, the President of the United States has to write the letters to those 19 women. Now, goddamn it, that's a hard thing to do. I want to end this war yesterday. We can't. But the point is, some of our Democratic friends, Clifford and the rest, are, I think, scared to death of what is the fact. Of course, the war is going to be over by forcing people, as far as we're concerned. And they want to be in advance, say, well, if we urge you to do it, we force them to see what might.
Oh, sure.
It's like getting out of Cambodia. Remember, they had those Cambodian resolutions. The President, you got to say, hell, I announced we were going to get out in 60 days. They knew we are. Cooper turns into a goddamn thing. But they wanted to say, well, we enforce the house. The game is not. The game is there. What I want you to tell our hard-line guys, three things. One, don't for one moment think that this fellow in this chair, with my experience, is not playing a tough game with both the Chinese and the Russians. But it serves our interest at the present time to play both. And we're doing it right to the hilt. more is going on than we think, and some very positive news may come out before the end of the year. I don't promise it, but if you're, and out in your country, even with a guy that takes her out that Midwest, you know, they're peace people. They want they want good relations. Like, I think one good thing about the China move, even though meaning lasted, and Jerry Ford thought it was very good that I released those grains, you know, I said, damn it, I think our farmers want to sell that grain, don't you? And they don't want it, they don't care whether the American ships go or not. And they also received meaning of blasted because we took off the American bottoms on them. Well, goddamn it, our labor unions price themselves out of the market there, and we just got to ship everything we can. But nevertheless, we're making progress there. On the Taylor guys also in Vietnam, that there's more going on, there's more going on in each side. Can't promise anything, nothing is sure, but you can be very sure at the moment the negotiating track is closed, we'll talk. Then we'll do that. As far as the Republicans are concerned, Sam, they're all going to get the credit if the Republican president does it. They don't have to be out there saying their heads and we forced them to do it. You see my point? And I think you hear
Okay.
Dandy Teeter Coalition will get all the Negroes. We'll get Phil Burton and his guy, the hell of a lot of them.
But they're going to get down and get their windows barred.
That's right. For two different reasons.
They want to raise the damn level.
That's right. That's right. The Negroes want to go that 6,500, and I think Burton's got to probably 7,500 on the base.
What do you think will happen this time?
I think they'll either be wrong in their opinion, but it's off the most. I think they're wrong.
I think what I want you to do is, Bill, I want you to get Sam in, and I want you to talk to him just like this. And you can talk to him with Mr. Gurley. Now, Gurley was in his,
I know, I
ordered her, didn't have to order her. So, you know, because he worked in the domestic council, and he's taught us out. But I want you to talk to him what the facts are, what the family systems are. As far as I'm concerned now, I want you to take the line and go out and talk to the president and have you from the council. So I said, but let me say, I'm aware of what the political facts are, and I'm aware that this country is false and causes some of our friends. But I want you to talk to her and see, and so that John knows what our options are, which we just
give him a reading.
Suppose you do go to an open group, then what'll happen when they pass? What they may do is if that's an HR one, that'll have to be so.
That's right. It'll do two things, Mr. President. Well, number one, it'll destroy the image of Wilbur Bell. He sits up there in his ivory tower, he's sacrosanct. Anytime he comes here, Bill's closed drill, and Bill says, all right, Bill, fine. He's going to be a candidate for president or vice president,
sure.
We want to embarrass him if we can, but show that Wilbur Bell's doesn't control the whole thing. Number two, they'll run up this other floor, perhaps to a point where either you may have to veto or if you sort of get this consented to. So we think we'd meet the FAA tomorrow. Number three, it's unfair, and this is the work of the Ways and Means Committee, to tie Social Security and FAA, because the regional justice regrets the old people, you know, 85% of them vote Republican anyway, and you know, I'm scared of that to vote against another increase in Social Security. So by the little thing, which maybe, if we can get a separate vote, that's the alternative of
the year for increase in Social Security.
Not necessarily, we've already done it once this year.
Wrong.
No way, of course it's wrong.
God damn it, every time you turn around, everybody comes in and says, let me tell you something about that black caucus if you want to answer it. I suppose you need one, but, you know, they came in and made 60 demands, Senator.
Atrocious.
We answered every one of them. And I met with those people. You were here, Bill. Remember what I told them? I said, I looked right at Dave. This is a nice guy. Charlie makes me smile. I said, now, Charlie, and all the rest of these, I'm on a level with you. I said, I can tell you we're going to do all these things. I said, we can't. But I will do this. I'll be honest with you. We'll do some. We won't do others. And others will consider an answer on all of them. Now, is that fair enough? I said, well, that's fair enough. I said, I want to be honest with you. All right. We agreed to do some. Some are already going. We told them we couldn't do others. But let me tell you. They came back last and said, why didn't we do all 60? Let me tell you. We costed it out. Put this figure in the bank. The cost, if we had approved all 60 of their demands, the cost annually on the federal budget would have been $200 billion, which would have been their 60 demands would have added annually $100 billion. In other words, a 50% increase in the budget and a 50% increase in federal taxes across the border. Now that's the way you gotta say now we want to help every special interest group, every deprived group, but can we increase the taxes of all the American people 50% in order to help 12%
of
the $200 million. He's on that delegation, Greg.
Thank you, Mr. President.
It's about
back to your Black Caucus just for a moment. I'd like to have to start the feeling of the majority of our guys. I hope that we do have an opportunity to meet with them in some future.
Well, we plan to hold that. I want to have a preliminary meeting to set it up, and let's do it when the guys are good to be able to charge them up.
As far as the Black Caucus and the Negroes, we in our group, and we have a cross section of North as well as Southerners, we don't think there's a damn thing that you can do as president or the Republican Party can do that will attract a Negro.
I agree.
I
totally agree. John Mitchell tends to disagree on only one score. He thinks we can get some Southern Negroes. Some. My view is, what do you think?
You can get some. You can buy them in Richmond and places when you get them regardless of what they're paying for. Yeah, but you can't get them online and philosophically.
I don't think we're doing any
such. I think we're wasting my time.
I do know, but
they just want more money. Just by the way, I don't know, just in that sense.
Yeah, you get 6% of the house or $20.
Give me
money
over another
at the
grand.
55. That's
John. You have to drink
or something. Or you have to drink. Fine. I'm going to say your hand. We will have this meeting maybe in 3 or 4 weeks' time. But there'll be some good things coming along. Just don't hold your horse.
Okay. Thank you, sir.